With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Seven people injured in New York City Christmas Day when a taxi jumped a sidewalk and hit a number of pedestrians outside a Macy's department store. That after the cab driver apparently suffered a medical episode. In addition to the 58-year-old driver, the injured include a 9-year-old boy and 6 adults. Authorities do say all of the injuries are non-life-threatening. Changes at the Census Bureau.
They add a new category, which is Middle Eastern or North African. Previously, most people of Middle Eastern descent were encouraged to put themselves down as white on the census form or surveys that the federal government put out. So under this change, there'll be a separate category that people who are from either Middle Eastern or North African countries can put Middle Eastern and North African.
Also at SRNnews.com, one-third of Turkey's children are living in poverty, many forced to work in order to support their struggling families.
Persistently high inflation exacerbated by economic policies and currency depreciation has left families unable to afford basic needs such as rent, food, and an education. Experts warn of a lost generation as children drop out of school or enter low-wage vocational programs. Despite government welfare efforts, rising living costs and insufficient support perpetuate the cycle of poverty, leaving Turkish children dreaming of a better future.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Famine reportedly spreading in Sudan amid relentless war between the armed forces and a notorious paramilitary terrorist group that has devastated the country now for some time. It is also creating the world's largest displacement crisis. This is SRN News. President-elect Donald Trump makes a promise.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden signing the annual defense authorization bill into law despite Democrats' outcry over its ban on sex change operations for military youngsters. Now, Biden also complained about the ban during a signing ceremony. The Senate forwarded the measure to the White House after approving it by a vote of 85 to 14. This is SRN News. In Hawaii, a crime boss who died in federal detention this month was killed by an opioid overdose.
Michael Miskey died of toxicity of fentanyl and parafluorofentanyl. The medical examiner said the 50-year-old's death appears to have been accidental, but the case is still under investigation. An autopsy report will likely take at least another 30 days. It's not clear how Miskey got a hold of fentanyl or parafluorofentanyl while at the Honolulu Federal Detention Center. Parafluorofentanyl is a synthetic opioid that appears in illicit drugs and is more potent than fentanyl. John Scott reporting.
The President of the United States making it official. The bald eagle, now the national bird of the United States. The Biden team has signed that measure into law. Nearly 200 years ago, Congress designated the bald eagle as a national emblem. Now it's the national bird. More details at SRNnews.com.